text this morning is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 17 through 18. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Beloved congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, writes in our text to the Church of God at Corinth and to the Church of God today, including you and me, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. The gospel is the good news of God for sinful men. The cross of Christ is central to the gospel. Paul writes in verse 18, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." What does it mean to preach the word of the cross? First, to preach the word of the cross is to preach the nature and the character of God. You cannot preach the word of the cross of Christ without scriptural exposition of the person of our God, the nature of our God, the attributes of our God. You cannot begin to understand the word of the cross of Christ without understanding the person and nature and character of the triune God. Apostle John writes in John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, the Logos. And the Logos, the Word, was with God. And the Logos, the Word, was God." Jesus Christ is the Logos, the Word of God. Christ reveals God to us. Hebrews chapter 1 tells us that Christ is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of His person. Colossians chapter 1 says that Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. "For by Him all things consist that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. For it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell, and by Him to reconcile all things to Himself, by Him whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of His cross." Jesus Christ declares what God is. God reveals Himself fully in the person of His own dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That revelation of God reached its climax at the place called Calvary, where God in human flesh, the Son of God in the form of man, gave Himself to the death of the cross. There you see the nature and the character of God. There you see the holiness and the justice of God. Many people confess Christ very lightly. They have little deep conviction of heart, little true spirituality. We're living in a day when few preach the holiness and justice of God, and therefore the holy fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. Many think of the God of heaven as a wonderful, kind grandfather who would never punish anyone for anything. At the cross of Calvary, God declared His holiness. God unsheathed the sword of His justice and plunged it even into the bosom of His own dear Son. And although Jesus personally had no sin, no sin of his own. Yet because he stood in our place bearing our sin, the justice of God did not spare our Lord Jesus Christ. To preach the word of the cross of Christ is to preach the wrath of God against sin. God hates sin, and he will not leave it unpunished. The wages of sin is everlasting spiritual death. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." If you want to know the fullness of God's wrath against sin, look at the cross of Christ. Look at Calvary. There, Jehovah poured out his wrath upon the sinless head of his Son as he hung dying on the cross in the place of all the guilty sinners that the Father had given to him from eternity. Those unworthy sinners were united to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus represented them in the covenant of grace as mediator and high priest. Our sins were credited or imputed to him. Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, became or was made sin for us that we might become or be made the righteousness of God in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. To preach the word of the cross of Christ is to preach the love of God for guilty sinners. We see the love of Jesus Christ for us in giving himself to die on the cross in our place to save us from our sins. We see the love of the heart of God the Father, who loved us, guilty, wretched, hell-deserving sinners, so that he gave his only begotten Son. In the cross of Christ, by God's grace, we see the God of pure holiness and perfect justice, whose wrath burns against our sins, so loved such worms as you and I. So loved such guilty, vile, corrupt, unworthy sinners as we are, that he took the Son of his right hand and sent him to stand in our place, to bear our sin, to take our punishment, to save our souls. To preach the word of the cross of Christ is to preach the love of God. Paul writes in Ephesians 1, verses 4 through 6, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." To preach the word of the cross of Christ is to preach the sovereignty of God's eternal purpose in saving unworthy sinners. You cannot preach the word of the cross of Christ without preaching God's eternal electing love for sinners. You cannot preach the word of the cross of Christ without preaching God's everlasting purpose to save a people for himself. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, 'Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.'" Romans 9, verse 11, "For the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. It was said of her, 'The older shall serve the younger.' As it is written, 'Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated.'" Ephesians 1, verses 5 and 6, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians 1 verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His own will. We read in Revelation chapter 13 verse 8 that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was slain from the foundation of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ's death on the cross was not an accident. It was not the death of a martyr with good intentions. It was not a death caused merely by the will of his enemies. It was not even an afterthought on God's part. Jesus Christ did not go to the cross merely because the Jews rejected him from being their king. No, the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth to die for helpless sinners. He came to minister. He came to give His life a ransom for many. He is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. God is Spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. God is sovereign and transcendent. God is also immanent. He is at no time absent from us or absent from any part of His creation. We see God's immanence so clearly when the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The fact that Jesus on the cross is God's own Son, veiled in human flesh, tells us that God is not a distant, remote, disinterested God. The true and living God is not the God of deism who created the world and leaves it to run by itself without any involvement in the running of that world or in that creation. The true God, our God, is the God who is always here, who with His ever-present power upholds and governs all things for His own glory. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 tells us, "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, He Himself likewise shared in the same, that through death He might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed He does not give aid to angels, but He does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore in all things He had to be made like His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that He Himself has suffered being tempted, He is able to aid those who are tempted." The Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. He is the great high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses and who is tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is with us even unto the end of the age. To preach the word of the cross of Jesus Christ in all its meaning is to preach the person, the nature, and the character of God. It acknowledges that God is absolute, that God exists in and of Himself, that He is not dependent upon anyone or anything. It acknowledges God's sovereignty over all things. It acknowledges both the transcendence and the immanence of God. It bows to His holiness and His justice. It admits the righteousness of His wrath. It glorifies God for His love. It praises Him for His eternal and sovereign purpose. It embraces the warmth of the nearness of God. The preaching of the Word of the cross of Christ brings men face to face with the God who is and before whose face every person lives. If you are honest with yourself today, you do not need another religion or another church or another philosophy or another experience. If you understand your true condition, you need God Himself. And the only way to know Him is in the person of His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. To preach the word of the cross of Christ is to preach the person, the nature, and the character of God. It is to preach the law and the judgment of God. The word of the cross of Christ is the statement of God's law on sin. And there we see the standard of God's law. There is little trembling in our day under the preaching of the gospel, and there is little weeping with broken and contrite hearts as men see their sin before God. Preaching the word of the cross of Christ is the preaching of the law of God in such a way that men feel and know that they are guilty sinners before a holy God, and there is no escape in religion. There is no escape in sacraments. There is no escape in good works. There is no escape in man's effort. There is no escape in any way except through the cross of Christ and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. The word of the cross of Christ tells us that the standard of the law of God is the standard of absolute impeccable perfection. When the rich young ruler came to Jesus Christ, he said, "Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments, not partially, but perfectly, not sometimes, but not at other times, no, perpetually, continually. Keep the commandments." The rich young ruler said to Jesus, "Which ones?" Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to Jesus, "All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I lack? I am the model of keeping God's law." And then the Lord Jesus drew aside the veil of His folly. He touched His heart where it needed to be touched. He showed Him the idol on the throne of His heart and His life. Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And here is the rub. Come, follow me." Let us see if you can really say, "I have no other gods before you." If you want to be righteous before God by your own obedience to God's law, you must have absolutely perfect righteousness without any sin at all. You must remove the sinful nature that you inherited from Adam. From the moment of your existence in your mother's womb until the moment of your death, you must never break any part of God's holy law in word or in thought or in deed, in purpose, by omission or by commission. You must have a righteousness that can stand up to the spirituality of God's law. The spirituality of God's law means that if a man hates in his heart, if a man is angry in his heart, he is a murderer. That is the standard of God's law. The word of the cross of Jesus Christ states the sentence of God's holy law. The soul that sins, it shall die. The death of Jesus Christ is a statement of that sentence of God's law on sin. Death. The word of the cross of Christ states that Christ has fully satisfied the sentence of God's holy law. Christ defeated death. He bore our sins in His dying. He perfectly satisfied God's holy law for all for whom He died. He shed His life's blood as the one sacrifice for sin that makes atonement for all our sins once and for all. He once for all met the standard of God's perfect righteousness. He once for all satisfied God on behalf of His people. His sacrifice never needs repeated. To preach the word of the cross of Jesus Christ is to preach God's holy law and the judgment of God. To preach the word of the cross of Jesus Christ is to preach the person and the work of Christ. And this is the heart of the message. Christianity is Christ. Christianity is not a religion that just pays lip service to Christ. No, it is Christ at the beginning and Christ all the way through to the consummation of all things. To preach the word of the cross of Jesus Christ is to preach the virgin birth of Christ. Without that virgin birth, Christ's death was a defeat. Without that virgin birth, Christ's death was a sham. It is a preaching a lie to hold up the death of Jesus Christ as a sacrifice, as a death to defeat all death, a death that satisfies God, a death that saves sinners. If Christ was not born of a virgin, Christ is the virgin-born Redeemer. To preach the word of the cross of Christ is to preach Christ's life of perfect obedience to His Father. Not only did Jesus Christ pour out His blood on the cross, but He also presents to the Father on our behalf all the merit of His perfect obedience. Pouring out His blood at Calvary would have been useless. Jesus had not perfectly obeyed all of God's holy law. God testified from heaven, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." The Father looked at the righteousness of Jesus Christ and found it spotless. He looked at the life of obedience to the law of God and found it impeccable. He said, "I am pleased with Jesus, both Jesus' life and His sacrifice, fully and perfectly satisfy God." To preach the word of the cross of Christ is to preach the vicarious death of Christ. A death that was not for Himself. It was a death for you and me. The substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus Christ means that the just died for us, the unjust, that He might bring us to God. Jesus rose from the dead victorious because His death was successful. He rose again by the power of God because His blood had fully accomplished its objective. This sets the gospel of Jesus Christ apart from every other religion and every other way of salvation that man has devised. There are hundreds of religions in the world, but really there are only two kinds of religion. There's religion of God's truth, and there's the religion of the devil's lie. The lie of the devil may come in 100 different ways, but you can always tell the lie of the devil. You can always tell the devil's religion, no matter what its name. It tells you that if you do something or if you accomplish something, you can save yourself. If you do enough and you do it well enough, God will accept you in heaven. Brothers and sisters, the religion of God's truth is that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. To preach the word of the cross of Jesus Christ is to preach the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is to preach salvation by God's grace alone. The Jews sought a salvation by their own works. The Greeks sought a salvation by their own wisdom. The gospel of Jesus Christ is God's salvation without man's sinful works and without man's foolish wisdom. And this is why the natural man hates the gospel. He hates the word of the cross of Christ. This is why the gospel is an offense to the man's wisdom. It is an offense to man's pride. It forces a sinner to see the depravity of his own works and that he cannot save himself by his own works. And it forces a sinner to admit the darkness of his own mind and the folly of his own heart. The Greeks were proud of their intellectual prowess. The ancient Greeks produced the theorems of geometry that we still study today. We still study the philosophy of the Greeks. Plato wrote about man's search for God as he sits in a dark cave with his back to the entrance, seeing only a few rays of dim light. The gospel of Jesus Christ says that the light that is in man is complete darkness. We do not have a few rays of light. Our hearts are filled with impenetrable darkness. Our thinking is dark and we are at enmity with God. Our heart and our mind do not like to hear that. Salvation is not by our depraved works. Salvation is not by our darkened logic and wit. Salvation is only in Christ crucified. To hang on a cross is an accursed death. Man mocks it. We preach Christ crucified. Whether you are a Jew or a Greek, you are a sinner, and nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away the stain of your sin, the pollution and the guilt of your sin. The word of the cross of Jesus Christ declares that salvation can never come from inside of you. It can only come from outside of you. You can never produce acceptance with God. It has to be God's power reaching into your life, lifting you out of your sin, and making you right with God. Salvation is accomplished by Christ's atoning work. We lay hold of Christ and His salvation by faith. Faith is sure knowledge of all that God has revealed in His Word, and trusting with all of our heart in Christ and in Him alone. Faith is accepting and receiving and resting upon Jesus Christ alone for justification, adoption, sanctification, and eternal life by virtue of the covenant of grace. Faith is laying down the arms of rebellion against God and submitting to God and His Word. By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Faith is coming to God on His terms. Lord, what You say is true. I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Christ died for sinners and rose again. He invites the guiltiest of sinners to Himself. You have promised to save me if I come to You. I come to You relying completely on Jesus Christ, with no hope except His blood and His righteousness. I submit to and receive Your way of saving sinners through Jesus Christ and His cross alone. To preach the word of the cross is to preach the gospel of God's grace to all men everywhere. Paul preached everywhere he went, to black and white, to slave and free, to Jew and Greek, to male and female, to the educated and the uneducated. He was not acting, he was not lecturing, he was preaching Christ. He preached a Savior who saves to the uttermost those who come unto God through Him. He preached reconciliation with God through the blood of Christ. He preached that to guilty sinners, to those dead in trespasses and sins. He preached justification unto eternal life. He preached that God removes the filthy rags of your sin and He clothes you with the perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus. God sanctifies you by the blood of the Lord Jesus and by the power of His Holy Spirit. Christ saves people living in idolatry, in sodomy, in adultery, in incest, in murder, in deceit, in theft, in drunkenness, in witchcraft, in sorcery. God pardons all our sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. God accepts us as righteous and gives us the power to live a godly and a holy life through the blood and through the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel of Christ, the word of the cross of Christ, is powerful. It is God's power to heal the broken life that is absolutely shattered and stained with sins. God wipes out the past and gives sinners the power to live unto God. Nothing else is able to do that. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can do that. To preach the word of the cross of Christ is to call men to Jesus Christ to receive grace by faith, to receive through grace and by faith all that there is in the Lord Jesus Christ. To point man from this veil of tears to the glory of heaven itself. For the believer, death is laying down this body of sin and death and entering into eternal glory. To preach the word of the cross of Jesus Christ is to hold heaven before the unbeliever and to hold hell before the unbeliever. To hold heaven before those who believe and the wrath of God before those who do not believe. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ shall be saved. And whoever does not believe shall be condemned. The reformers in the 1500s turned away from all the man-made ceremonies and activities in the church and in the worship of God, and they put the Bible and the pulpit and the preaching of the word of the cross of Jesus Christ as the focal point of public worship. whenever preaching is de-emphasized, the power of God is missing. The power of God in the church of Christ is the word of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has ordained, God has appointed that the word of the cross of Christ be communicated to people by preaching. That is God's method until the end of the age. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You've tried the world and its pleasures. You've tried the wisdom of man. You've tried your own human efforts. They leave a bitter taste in this life and lead to hell in eternity. You've tried man's religion, but it does not work. You've turned over a new leaf in your life, but your life and your heart are still wicked and depraved. Your efforts count for zero. Jesus says, "Come unto me." Do not just join the church and be baptized. Do not just go through the motions of worship. Come to Jesus Christ. Trust in Him. That is what our text means by preaching the gospel, the word of the cross of Christ. To many, this is foolishness. This is a stumbling block. They want to get to heaven by their own works, by their own righteousness. They cannot and they will not accept the atonement and the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. For believers, the gospel, the word of the cross of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation, power to live by, power to die by, power to enter heaven. What is the preaching of the cross of Christ to you? Is it a stumbling block? Is it foolishness? Or do you accept it by faith? It is worthy of you accepting it. Do you accept Christ crucified? Give up all other hope. Take Jesus Christ as your only Savior. Take your stand for eternity upon the sole ground of His righteousness and His blood atonement on the cross. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Christ, Your only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary without any sin, and thus took to Himself a true human nature, who lived in perfect obedience to all of Your holy law, who bore all of Your wrath and curse against our sins. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become Your righteousness through Him. We thank You for His blood shed on the cross. It cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We thank You for His obedience, because You require perfect obedience. And no matter how hard we try, in this life, we fall short. And so, Father, we thank You for that perfect righteousness of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank You, Father, that You send forth Your servants to preach that good news, that gospel of grace. And we ask, Father, that You will be merciful to those who are yet in their sins, who are perishing, that they also may come to Jesus Christ in true faith and be saved by Your almighty power as Your Spirit irresistibly gives them a new heart, a new mind, a new will, gives them faith and repentance, gives them a new nature, and causes them, Father, to turn away from all that they are able to do, from all that is in the world, to receive and rest upon Christ, whom you have given to us as our complete Savior. Father, we pray that He will be our Savior, and that the word of the cross of Christ will be your power to deliver us from everlasting death into the glories of eternal fellowship with you. So work in us, we pray, graciously, mightily, and sovereignly, that we might be to the praise of the glory of your grace, and that all those for whom Jesus Christ shed his blood may be called by the preaching of the gospel and brought effectually unto Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, and for his glory. Amen.